Let's start with a little Likutei Basho Likutei from the last year. We had mentioned previously, Machlokas among the later poskim, as to whether tea leaves or, for that matter, possibly coffee is considered to be a tablet or not. According to most poskim, we don't treat tea leaves as tablet, and that's the position of Mishnah Berurah, which is why you can't just put tea leaves in a klisheni, and this concerned a bishop with klisheni. But the Rav, according to Rav Chaim and Rav Moshe, are of the opinion that tea leaves are considered tablin, therefore, strictly speaking, you could put tea leaves into a klisheni. Rabbi Eider, in footnote 55, Aaron Nun Hay, suggests that the one reason not to view coffee as tavlin is that, the same would be true for tea, is that coffee is something that isn't meant, or I can say like this, tavlin is generally something that's meant to add flavor to the pot, or add flavor to tavsha. As opposed to coffee, if you're putting coffee into a cup of water, your intention isn't to add flavor to the cup of water. Your intention is to do whatever do. Your intention is to eat the coffee or whatever form the coffee is going to take once you mix it with water. That's not classic tavlin. It doesn't serve the function that tavlin is meant to serve. Rabbi Willie points out, this is in Amordechai Simon Yud Post Bays, that what Rabbi Eider seems to be saying is in light of, or consistent with, the comment of Tosos and Daf Lamed Tes. The Tosos says, even if you're concerned, 2 days in Tosos, even if you're concerned that there's Mepsik and Mavashel and a Klisheni, independent of whether something's Kali Abishel or not, but there's no Mepsik and Mavashel when it comes to Tavlin. That's the foolish in the Mishnah Kufim Hey, that Tavlin doesn't run into about Mepsik and Mavashel. Why not? So, when you put tavlin in a tafshel in general, that tavlin is a nicker. So you're not going to say it's Mexican mevashel if you're putting spices into a klisheni, because you don't cook tavlin. Tavlin is meant to spice, not meant to serve as the main food item that would be subject to bishel. As opposed to coffee, you can't make that argument. That's what Rabbi Eider is saying, that if you're putting coffee or tea for that matter into a cup, so it's clearly nicker that you're doing something to the coffee or to the tea. That's not just adding spice to a tapsha, adding spice to the kadera. And then Rabbi Willie points out that there is perhaps a contrary indication from a language in the Or Zeruah. I couldn't find the Or Zeruah. Maybe we'll do a better job than me. It's quoted in, it's seen there as to Siman Zayin, which is definitely not. Then I thought maybe it's Siman Ches, but I couldn't find the Siman Ches. And then I did a general body line search for some keywords and couldn't find it either. So maybe we'll do a better job. But he quotes in Or Zeruah, the quotation that he has on the Sefer, I couldn't find. I looked back at my notes from Rabbi Willis Shira Mandishal from the summer of 96, and I couldn't find the Or Zeruah there, and the shirim again then. So the language that he quotes in the Or Zeruah, which you'll tell me if you find it, is the reason, according to Tosafot Lamed Tes, there's no Mepsik and Mevashel in Tavlin, is Shaharei Yesh Shenosin Tavlin. Yeah, it can't be this is a direct quote, because it's not really, it appears there as a direct quote, and maybe the intention wasn't that, it's not the Lashon of, doesn't really fit the Lashon that Rishon abuse. Maybe it's mispresented in that article as a direct quote, and that meant to be a direct quote.
Okay.
I couldn't find the not direct quote either, so you'll tell me if you find it, but the what he quotes, the Or Zeruah, is that a person will sometimes put tavlin in a cold mashke as well. sometimes you put spices in something cold, you can't call it Nefzik Mevashel. Nefzik Mevashel is where the clear appearance is one official. So if you put something in hot water, and the only way you'd ever use that food item is in hot water, so then there's a Nefzik Mevashel. But the fact that you put something in hot water, you just as well could sometimes put in cold water, that's not Nefzik Mevashel. Because you could just as well put it in cold water. So if you have spices that sometimes people put in hot water, sometimes you put in cold water, it's not your kavana to cook it, because you could just as well put it in cold water. So that's the case. That's the case that tablet is something that you can put in cold water just as well, which shows that your kavan is not to be mevashel the tablet. So maybe that's true by a tea bag also. Your kavan is not to be mevashel the tea bag. If your kavan was to be mevashel the tea bag, you wouldn't throw the tea bag out 10 seconds after you put it into the cup of water. Your kavana is to do something to improve the water. It's not to be mevashel the tea bag. So maybe that fits with Ramosha's position that there's no mevashel the mevashel, that tea or tea bags, tea leaves, may still be considered to be a tafel. Take it or leave it, but lemaisa, the consensus of poskim is that we don't treat tea leaves as tablet or tea bags, and therefore there's a problem of the bishul and klisheni, which is why the Eitza Yu'usa of the Mishnah Berurah is to use prepared sets. Now, Ramosha does write that even though in principle, this is in the context of instant coffee, Ramosha writes to Rabbi Eider that even though in principle he thinks that you can put instant coffee in a klisheni, but he himself was makbid to use a klisheni. Moshe Lishitas that a klish helps. It doesn't really explain what the calculus of that kapeda was, why Ramosha himself was mafrit to use a klish lishi for instant coffee. You get the impression that Ramosha drank coffee from that, whatever that's worth. He doesn't explain the hiskashman there. In the sefer that we quoted in the past, the recently published sefer, probably Heinemann's Psakim, he quotes there in the Sefer of Nedaber. So he quotes on page Kufsari Hey, that Rabbi Heinemann said that Ron Cutler also had this kapeda not to put coffee into a klisheni, even cooked instant coffee, previously cooked instant. Instant coffee, which presumably was cooked. Rav Aaron explained the reason was that he was so sheish that even in your pre-cooked, commercially marketed instant coffee, maybe there were some granules or some pockets that weren't fully cooked in the commercial preparation. And that'll first be cooked once you put it into the hot water, which would be a problem with the shame. That's why Rabbi Aaron Cutler was makbid to use a klishishi. But Rabbi Heinemann was excited when they came out with Maxwell House Minute Brew, which apparently Kishvo Kainhu, Maxwell House Minute Brew, the instructions were don't drink the coffee until it brews for a minute after you put it into the hot water. Implication being that it needs an additional minute of brewing in order to fully cook. So he thought first that was a riot that our Baron Cutler knew what he was talking about, that you could have instant coffee which isn't fully cooked. Then Rabbi Heinemann said, not necessarily. It could be the reason they tell you to put it in the water and wait for a minute isn't because it wasn't cooked beforehand, but because it'll have a more pleasant aroma if it sits in the water before you drink it. So then it's not necessarily a riot to see as that Rabbi Baron Cutler was concerned. Okay. So let's move on and talk about the status of a davar gush, whether a solid food item, even a cliche name, may have a more common status than a regular cliche. Yeah.
I had a question about the Talmud Svara. We were spending the next week Mavasha of the tea bags, but in a different way, saying maybe you're not trying to be Mavasha of the tea bag. Is it possible that you could say the same exact cold water Svara, that because people will soak tea bags or instant coffee in cold water or regular coffee to make it like a cold beverage, a cold brew as opposed to hot brew, then it's not Mexican Mavasha just to do it?
You could. Is that true? Do people put tea bags in cold water?
I think so. Well, also, one.
Why did you make iced tea? Put like 10 tea bags in a pitcher of water.
And then
sugar. Yeah, sugar and whatever.
And also coffee.
And the taste of the tea bag comes out of it in cold water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what also some of the aids as far as making tea in advance for Shabbos,
right,
called for in cold water over that mashma, there's some function of doing that. But that could be it.
Well,
that's
really good. I think you use hot water also just as well. And then
right,
you cool down, you put a cliche because you're making all that liquids that were ready to go for the cliche. Yeah, if that's the case, then yeah, you could say that for that was a right. And I realize that that's sincere. Yeah, if you put a tea bag in cold water, the taste will infuse the cold water.
Yeah.
You don't need heat for it to infuse. Yeah.
My Rebbeim, I was by for Shabbos a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
He had regular coffee grounds, not instant.
Yeah.
He would soak them in a mason jar for like 12
hours.
Now, this wasn't for Shabbos, it was just for the week, but
yeah,
he would soak them in a mason jar,
okay,
for like 12 hours and
yeah,
brews it cold coffee.
Really?
And then, not on Shabbos, but he would pour it through a filter to get the grounds out, and then he has cold brewed coffee. So I don't know about that.
Okay, so yeah, if that's the case, then if the Oroth Ruah says this, which you'll find, then you can apply it there. Okay, good. So let's talk about a davar gush. So the whole discussion of davar gush comes from a marshal in Perek Yid and Asher, marshal and Chul in Perek Zayin, Simin Mem Dalet. Marshal writes, "Delo shayach klisheni ela b'mayim v'rotef." The status of klisheni, this is in the context of a robes, klisheni is in mafud and mavliya, that there won't be infusion of taste in the klisheni. That's only relevant in a klisheni that includes, that holds, that contains water or gravy. Called davar sol, anything liquidy. Shemis arv biyad miyad b'achas, miniskar b'mehera. That it's one unit, and it cools off quickly. Avalov b'chasikas baser dak, but it doesn't apply when it comes to a piece of meat or fish. The kol darishu gush, anything that's solid. The kol's man sheyav zalevis ba omid b'chami musa. A solid, even a klisheni, is going to retain heat for longer. Mafludim of liyashaker, so it'll infuse and disfuse taste. Not only a piece of meat, but even rice, millet. So if you pour if you pour rice or millet from a klimisha into klisheni, as long as it's still yatsaledesbo, it still has the status of a klimisha. It's relevant, his context is basar b'chalav. Shema kaf ben yoma mi basar, badoch and balua min chalav. So if you have a ben yomo fleshik spoon, and you have a rice dish that was cooked with milk, that's our mafam shema basar b'chalav. Then you have your infusion of taste in that cliche. Again, that's our kaf b'lua. The Marshal says, the whole distinction between klimisha and klisheni is only relevant if the contents of klisheni are liquid. But once the contents are solid, even if it's not a solid, but a rice-like substance, then all bets are off. Then that retains heat as long as it's yatsaledes, and it's mafud u'mavliya, And for all intents and purposes, we treat it as a levisha. The Isser Hedder for the Marshal says the same thing in much more succinct language. Isser Hedder is Klal Lamed Vav Se'if Zayin. Klal Lamed Vav Se'if Zayin, the Isser Hedder. He writes that by Dover Gush, we treat it as a levisha because it's lacking the Fanas Makaras. That's what we discussed at the very beginning of the Sugyos. And Tosus explains the difference between a klevisha and a klisheni is that a klevisha, a klisheni, is the Fnosa Makaros. So it is the point that a klevisha has the Fanas that are Mechamimos and anything else is going to not be Mevashel? Or is it Dafka, the klisheni, which has the fundus makaros working against you, but as long as you don't have the fundus makaros working against you, it'll still be mevasha. Nafka mina adavar gush. Are we focused on the fact that you don't have the fundus makaros in adavar gush, and therefore it is mevasha? Or are we focused on the fact that you don't have the fundus makaros, and then it won't be mevasha? The Yisra had to say this explicitly. Since there are no defundus makaros in a davar gush, it'll be mevashel, and for all intents and purposes, have the status of a kli misha. Rav Avadia writes, Chazon Avadia, Chelik Dalid, footnote 16 on the chapter on Bishol. He thinks that there's a mashmaos like the marshal from a me'iri in Avodah Zarah. Me'iri, the very last daf in Avodah Zarah, Nun Zayin Amidays, the very last amud. Here we have a line. Nun Zayin. That's not the other book, sorry. Right. Sorry. Look, is it?
And
Zayin.
I'm
sorry?
And
Zayin. No, it's Zayin. Oh, right. It's an Zayin. Zayin. The Zayin Zayin. Zayin Zayin, right. Are they put this in the marrow bones? Did I put this in the marrow bones? If I did, I probably put the wrong.
No, you
did. Okay, it's I love. Okay. The Miri and I love has the following line. The principle of Haggalah, the Pesukim and Matos, is whatever means of heat are used for the infusion of taste need to be used for the Hashra Kalim. So Meiri writes, Afsham Aru Kadavar Shir Yava Ba'esh could go and Shpudim Askalos Yavas the Kumkusim. So anything where the heat, where the taste is initially infused through direct fire, like a spit, requires that kind of fire to be master Galen. The Alkarta Yaros become kusin, but when it comes to pots, die in Bahagala. You don't need liban you need for a shpud vaskala for a spit that you hold directly over the fire. A pot, you don't need liban. A pot, all you need is hagalah. Umikal makom, pirish b'psachim, al hagalah sat shehi b'kli mishon, af al pisha tashmishan, eino b'kli mishon.
So,
when it comes to Haggalah for a pot, so the pot is used as a Kli Misha. The Afal Pisha Tashmishan ain't of a Kli Misha. And even if you have something that's not used as a Kli Misha, Tashmishan Belechem Cham Ubebaser Cham, and it's only used for hot bread or hot meat. But you don't put that kli directly on the fire, but you put hot food in that kli. So we treat that as something that's tashmisha b'kli rishon, which then requires hagala. The Ramadi says that line, even though it's not tashmisha b'kli rishon, if it's tashmisha b'lachem chav b'basar chav, we treat it as a kli rishon. That sounds like this marshali, this is a rat there. That if you have a davar gush, even if it's not the kli rishon, even the davar gush with kli sheni, we treat as kli rishon as far as the infusion of taste, relevant there for Allah, relevant to us for bishul. That's the position of the Marshal, the position of the Isabat. It's mevura in the Ramah. It's more the favorish in the Ramah in the Tarasatas, right? The Ramah wrote Chibur Tarasatas and Isabat there. So, and it's more mefurish in the dark emotion than the in the Hagan Shulchan Aruch, but it's clear from the Ramah in Siman Kuf Hei Sif Gimel, and a little bit more apparent in the Tarasatas Kval Samach Aleph Sif Gimel, that the Ramah disagrees with the Marshal. The Ramah there distinguishes between a Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, even the Davar Gush. In the printed Tarasatas, they quote this other position of being Machmir or Davar Gush. The Ramah quotes that position. And there's a parenthetical in the Tarasatas that says, Yesh Lahachmir. But in the parish of the Minchas Yaakov, Minchas Yaakov is the author of the Tarasa Shlamim, Shvus Yaakov, the parish on the Ramah's Tarasatas. So he writes here that this Haggadah is not from the Ramah, it's from someone else. But if you take out that parenthesis, the Ramah quotes this as an alternate day, but the Ramah disagrees, and the Ramah doesn't distinguish between a Davar Gush and a Davar Lach when it comes to Kli Sheni. And there is a difference between a Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, even when it comes to a Davar Gush. The Minchas Yaakov there quotes as a Raya to the position of the Ramah against the Marshal. And he rejects it. He says, maybe we can riot for the Gemara in Kulin, Kuthalad, and Medeis. The Gemara there is talking about Basar Vina. And the Gemara has a line, so Klisheni, who Klisheni and a Mavasho. Kulin, Kuthalad, and Medeis. So doesn't that indicate clearly that even if you have a davar gush and a kli sheni, it's still ena mevashel? We're talking about basar dvina, and it says kli sheni ena mevashel. It says the minchas Yaakov, not necessarily. One may distinguish between different levels of effect. That it could be even the marshal is only talking about mavliya umaflit in the context of basar chalav. So if something's mavli or maflit, that may be enough for infusion of taste for bas v'chalav, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's bishul mamish. So the standard for Shabbos of bishul may be different than the standard for bas v'chalav, which is the position of the Chavos Das as well, l'halacha, that even if we do accept the marshal when it comes to bas v'chalav, that doesn't necessarily transfer to Bishul B'Shabbos, because that may be a different standard.
Cheese is also porous. So is there a reason to say it's a Davar Gush?
There are different types of cheeses. Hmm. Not every cheese is porous. Yeah, I'm not sure if that's...
Why is porous also quite Bishul?
There's some more air to get in.
He was talking about Mafla Mavliya, but the Basar and Vina is in the same breath there, so that's a consideration. Rabbi Madi also quotes that the Nitziv has a riot against the Marshal. The Nitziv in his commentary on the Shiltos and Parshas Matos, he quotes a riot from Iran and Safed. quotes the Ran on Daf Lamed of the days in Safim. The Ran writes, that if you need Hesher Kalim for a Sakin, if you need Hesher Kalim for a knife, you have to treat it as a Kli Rishon. Because sometimes you'll put a knife into a Kedera. So why does the Ran say the reason a knife may be a Kli Rishon is sometimes you put it into a Kedera, say sometimes you cut a piece of meat with a knife. That's a more common usage of a knife. If a davar gush has a din of a kli rishon, so cutting a davar gush with a knife would give it a kli rishon status, or that would be considered using with a kli rishon. The fact that the Ran didn't say that, the Ran is the less common scenario of using a knife in a kedera, implies that davar gush would not be considered a kli rishon. The Shach, there in Yeridea Kofay, Simon Kofay of Katan Ches, the Shach writes, Ein Biyadi Lachriya, that he doesn't want to take a stance in this machlokas between the Ramah and the Marshal. He's just willing to be maker like the Ramah if you have a more liquidy Oreth Vidoch, if you have a solid piece of meat. Shach is not willing to be made. If you have rice, the rice is of a medium consistency between the solid and the liquid. So there, he's more willing to be made like the Ramah against the Marshal. So he wouldn't consider that a davar gush. What about when it comes to Bishul b'Shabbos? So the Magen Avraham in Sifkata Memhei. Well, the Ram is a cousin of Hey at the very end of the Simon. The Chavah writes, "Asir latuach shemen v'shom aleph sli ba'odo kineged amedura." You shouldn't lime a piece of roasted meat with oil or garlic, if it's connected to Madura, because maybe that'll affect Bishul of the Shum, the Shemen. Instead of the Magen Avraham Memhei, Lav Dafka, doesn't have to be connected to Madura, but did in Ruasaya, she has Ledifo. Even if you have a piece of meat, which is itself Yatsa Ledifo, that's also a potential avenue for Bishul. So Rambam says that Hilchos Bishul b'Shabbos, you should be choshesh for the Marshal. And there's potential Bishul exposure even on a piece of meat that's not connected to Madura, that's in a klisheni. And the Prima Gadim argues. Prima Gadim not here, but more Bar Chava in Yarmideya, in on the Taz, Mishpat Sav, Simon Sadi Dalid, Sifkatan Yudalid. Simon Sadi Dalid, Sifkatan Yud Dalid. Prima Gadim thinks that the Chum of the Marshal was never intended for Bishul b'Shabbos. Even if you are kosher for the Marshal and Nitzar v'Heter, that's Maflid Mavliya, but it doesn't constitute Bishul. That's what the Chavos Das says as well. So Dev the Chai Adam Mishmas Adam, Klal Kaf Oskimo. He quotes the Yisra Behetter, quoted by the Taz, quoted by the Shach in Yeredeya, quoted by the Magen Avraham in Ar Siman. Yal Kacher with son of Lomer Mivashel, the A Lomer Kavanas of the Batlio Maflit. But obviously, they mean if they're quoting it in our context, it means Mivashel, not just Batlio Maflit, because when it comes to Shabbos, our standard is Mivashel. The Takanami Mucha for the Yisra Behetter. We're talking about Bishul Mamish, not just Mavliya, who Maflit. Right. The MSR here. Came in the Kaim Alan, the Koshu told us, or Chayavin Alav. So 1 second. Anything that's told us or your Chayva. Told us or includes the Klevisha Shehusam al Gabayesh. MK, the Chigara Dabar Gush and Nitzla al Gabayesh. Neafkas Beitza al Gabay Sudrin Shehuchmu Ayde Esh, the Kaim Alan and Gabo Chayav. So one of the Rambam's examples of Toldos Aor is you have a cloth that was heated Ayidei Esh, and then you put an egg in that cloth. That's called Toldos Aor. So why, if you have a piece of meat that was in a on the fire, and you take it off the fire, and you put something on that piece of meat, why is that any worse, why is that any different than putting an egg in a cloth that was heated all Esh? The same number of steps removed.
Is there more steps removed though? Because a Dabar Gush is heated in something which is.
You have a Dabar, look, let's say you have a Dabar Gush that's sleeve, that's on the flame ash, right?
Right, so we don't
use it. I'm sorry? You have a Dabar Gush on the flame, you take it off the flame. You put margarine on, you have a potato on the flame, you take it off the flame, you put margarine on. You have a challah on the flame, if it's solid challah, you take it off the flame, and you put something in the challah.
Yeah.
So why is that any different than taking a cloth that is alaish, putting it off the fire, and putting an egg in that cloth? Right.
I was kind of Kli, I guess, as the second thing, but both the Kli and the Dabar Gush are going to be Toldos Aor. Same thing.
Again?
I was assuming it would be more steps removed because the Kli would count where you put the Dabar Gush. But both the Kli and the Dabar Gush are going to be treated as Toldos Aor. So the Dabar Gush will be treated like the.
The Kli is only Toldos Aor if it's not LH.
Right, once you remove it.
But here, if it's. Or even if you have a piece of meat on the fire. Even if it's in a pot, and then you remove it, you take it out of the pot. So that's the same thing as the sudrin and the beitza. He happens to ask it in the context of sleep. So that's a clearer comparison. You know, the way he presents it is that it's al ishmamish, it's sleep. And then you take it off, so that's the same thing as the sugar. Why should there be any difference? It says the Chayyadim al Karkas are Blomar, Achila, Kamashikas, Brahmabi, Yaradea, Kufay. The MS called Manshalavinia, Hagush, Bukli, Shani, Yeshlo, Din, Klevishon, Umevasha. Aval Kishini, Hukvar, Bukli, Shani, Akli, Gore, Liskarer, the Eno, Mevasha. So if it's actually the klisheni, so then that's not the same. So then the fact that it's in the klisheni weakens the ability of the Dabar Gush to be mivashal. Even though it's the same, you take a piece of meat and put it on your counter, or you take your piece of meat and put it on the pot, He says maybe there's a difference between putting it on the counter, putting it on the pot. If you're putting it in the pot, the fact that it's in a pot causes a hiskaris, that there's a dofnosa miskarin, even if you still have the same piece of meat, but it's sitting in the pot. He says, if you say that, then the kashrut of the Gemara and Chulin is irrelevant. Where it says, so klisheni hu, and klisheni is a mevasho, that's if it's in a klisheni mamish. So that's what the Chai Adam thinks. The halacha, he leaves it to Sarvian, but he's noted to say that chiluk, that if you have a dover gush that's not held in anything, that's removed from the fire, then the mashal is relevant. Then you have to say that is mevashel, no different than any other told us. Or if you put in a kli, that makes it worse, and it's not going to be mevashel. The Chai Adam is kosheish, thinks that the Marshal is correct halacha in that case where it is freestanding. So what do we assume, Lamaisa? The Mishnah Brura, in two places, writes that you should be nizer about this. Mishnah Brura in Sittat and Tanah Pei first. Sikhat Samet Chay is in the tavlin context. You can't put tavlin in a klivishon even if it's husam el gabe ish. Klisheni modulas is tavlin and filias led as well. The aim is bashal sham. The munach with klisheni, dover gush. She has led as well. Yeshli hizar baza, you should be careful. Yesh poskim shesopi the dover gush, because man she has led as well. Dino kikli rishon. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh lizar bezeh. You should be koshish for the machmirah. And then in Kuf Yud Ches, the end of the Sefer, which is where the Magen Avraham made his comment. He says the same thing towards it. It's a long sitkata towards the beginning. We can assume now like the Marshal, but the Chachila, the Mishnah Berurah thinks that you should be Koshesh for the Marshal. That's the general consensus of the later Boskim, based on the Sfarim in print, that L'chachila, all things being equal, you should be Choshish for the Marshal, but where there are other Tzirufim, you could be Mekel. Rav Avada, by the way, thinks that you don't have to be Choshish for the Marshal at all, even L'chachila. Rav Avada is also more Mekel about what's considered Tavlin, but most Boskim assume that all things being equal, you should be koshish for the marshal. Moshe, in Shuva, you test Rabbi Eider. We had references earlier for a different reason. Rabbi Eider asked him about putting ketchup on a piece of meat, which is Yasalad as well. Here Moshe says he could be Mekel. We quoted this before, based on the calculus, that you don't have to be Mitzari of Chumas. That to be Machmer and putting ketchup on a piece of meat assumes two Chumas. It assumes number one, well, first of all, Moshe assumes here as a starting point that ketchup is a liquid. which we know that the Rosh Hashabbos and others argue. Rav Moshe assumed that since it takes the shape of the container that holds it, that it is considered a liquid. So Moshe says, if you're going to be machmer putting ketchup on a piece of meat, so number one, you're assuming the chumrah of the mashal. Number two, you're assuming the chumrah of Yesh Bishul Akar Bishul V'Dabar Lach. Remember, Moshe viewed the Ramaz Sap of Yesh Bishul Akar Bishul V'Dabar Lach, is that the Ikar Din, Ein Bishul, were just machmir, whereas in Sinai Lagamri. So Moshe says, you know, the Mitzarev to Chumas. If you hold like the Rosh Hashabbos, that ketchup is considered to be Dabar Yavesh, so then you don't have to worry about ketchup. Anyway, that's what Rabbi Karp also quotes from Rabbi Yashiv. I saw that Rabbi Yashiv said that ketchup is considered a Dabar Yavesh because it doesn't revert back to its previous status after the heat wears off. So many poskim assume that ketchup is a Dabar Yavesh. Rav Moshe says, even if it's Dabar Lach, you don't have to be mitzarev the chumrah of the marshal to the chumrah of the yesh bishul akar bishul Dabar Lach. That's just one example where, all without any other factors, we do not prefer the marshal, but where there are other factors, you wouldn't have to be choshish for the marshal by a Dabar Lach that was already nispashel legamri, even that was already nispashel, even if it's nistanein legamri. Rabbi Heinemann in that sefer is quoted as saying that maybe you could also go into the mix, maybe ketchup is tablet. Okay.
Did anybody else say that?
I haven't seen that.
It seems a little bizarre.
Well, if you define tablet as something that you would never eat on your own, it just was meant to spice something up. So maybe call ketchup a tablet. And made the same argument that there wouldn't be nafsik and lashel and ketchup, because no one cooks ketchup. It's something you just put to your taste, even if you put a lot of ketchup. If you're one of those kids that puts ketchup in everything, like some of mine, that's still only to add taste. So in the Maor HaShabbos, Simen Vav, Sifat HaTezayin, they quote from Rav Yashiv that you should be choshesh not to put a cold cucumber on a piece of yasla that's called kugel. I don't know why anyone would put a cucumber on a piece of kugel. Maybe it's an Eretz Yisrael thing. But they talk about putting cucumber, melafafon on kugel. So kugel, if it's yatz lettuce, bo, it's a dover gush. Cucumber hasn't been cooked. That would be a application of this marshal. Quotes that Rishon Zalman told him, he didn't think it had to be machmer on putting a cucumber on a piece of kugel. Sounds like people did this. Because anyway, the dover gush is a chumrah, it's a safek. And it's lo nichole to cook the, you're not interested in cooking the cucumber. That's Aiden Miskavin, Hilkol. I'm not sure what the see is here, putting cucumbers on your kugel list. But potentially relevant to challenge also. If you have a challenge that's more of a dabar gush type challenge, not liquidy, just pieces of meat and potatoes, and you have something that wasn't nisvasho that you want to put on it, so that potentially would be problematic. As we discussed previously, putting if rakoshish for Bishal Akrafia, so to make a chalent sandwich with piping hot dover bush chalent, potentially would be an issue. Okay. So let's begin our last. Yeah.
It could be on an administrative position, or will it be not?
He doesn't think that he thinks it's a chumrah. We're not so worried about the marshal. I think everyone in Hilchos Shabbos, everyone basically acknowledges that the Ikar HaDin. That the Igridin is not like the Marshal, it's the Torah's Chumra. The question is where you draw the line on how much you have to be cautious for. So, the most will say, even Mr. Brua's Yesh Lizar, not at all costs. As we said, many posts will say, if there are other Seraphim, so then you can be Makel. So, there's Lamaisa, if there aren't that many applications where it becomes very relevant, where you have a davar yavesh, if you still we make up a davar lach anyway, so it's relevant if you have a davar yavesh that wasn't a special that you're putting on a yasla defo piece of meat. It's like a new chalent sandwich and put a cucumber on Google. Probably aren't that many situations where it was just relevant on a regular Shabbos.
Would you, if somebody sees the answer as a motion, it doesn't make sense, like double chumra, double kush, and bishal tar,
yeah? Yeah. Yeah, I think Ramosha even, Ramosha say that. Yeah, I don't think Moshe gives that example here, but it stands to reason that that should be equivalent. Let's begin our last subtopic in Shin Yutes, which is Kiruv Bishul. It's relevant to stirring, to covering a pot. Rebbe Akiva Eiger has a comment at the very beginning of Simon Shin Yutes. Im Hayah Kedera Ala Eish. If you have a pot on the flame, and in the current situation, it's only going to cook in a couple hours, the whole thing could be called, you stir the coals, you make it cook faster. Because of the ritva, the fiducia, the shvus, after you die in the vase, the afshar, the chayiv, maybe that's a block of the raisa, the kruve bishul milsahim. Because hastening bishul is significant, kamo v'kruve avoda, just like hastening avoda. What's the context of that ritzvah? So the Gemara there has in Shuas Daf Zayin and Beis that if you have a czar that's mahatech v'tzinura, you have kachani that's on the mizbeach, and the czar comes and kicks around and moves around the emurim on the mizbeach. he's five. That's considered a czar engaging in avoda, because kol krove avoda avodi. That anything that you do to speed up the avoda is considered avoda, and therefore that's a chiyuv for a czar who's simply mixing in and moving around the enurim on the mizbeach. That creates a chiyuv. So the Ritva there writes, Iga the Kashale, other meaning of Sephat, the Vodazar, the Aflam of Fast, Piniaf, Yisrael, Vasar, Gabi, the Chalim, Uba, Goy, the Hava, Plavutr. That if you have a Yisrael leaves a piece of meat on the coals, and another comes along and he mixes it up, that's not a problem with Shalakum. The Okibna, the Gemara explains, could go into make Karahava Basha Batarti Shai Bahashai then Goy Bash Bakadashar. What's the Okibna there? This very scenario where you left it in such a way that it's going to finish cooking in 2 hours. And now he comes along and he moves it a bit. Now it's going to finish cooking in 1 hour. So there the Gemara says, that's not a problem, Bishalakum, Kamashvallah, improving Bishulla Bishulahu. Lokasha, da filu have ha the ha da raisa. So number one, there's about saying, you can't ask me for bishul akum because that's all the din rabban to begin with. But even if it would be the raisa, after shechmir Torah b'avoda, maybe there's a different standard of chiyuv of the effect of the maisa when it comes to avoda relative to other areas of halacha. The kol shekei the hacha arminan adina de araisa, and kol shekei that it is a din de araisa. Because even if it's true that bishul akum is through rabbanan, you still could potentially be mechalik between avoda and bishul akum, but happens to be bishul akum is rabbanan, so that's more of a reason to be more machmir for a vote than bishul akum. And then he says, "The kavasa namilin v'ashu b'shabbes efshar davi chayiv." And who then, when it comes to bishul b'shabbes, efshar that if you're the bahir bishulo, if you're the equivalent of mahapet b'tzinura, then that would be a kli of the rest. So the Ritva says, efshar. Igletal is bothered. Igletal in Zoraya, Sifkat and Kafbei is Osvav. Sifkat and Kafbei is Osvav. Comes out, the Gemara in Beit Salam Adalat Amadalat. The Gemara in Beit Salam Amadalat has the following Raisa. Efa maybe is a Or. Efa maybe is a Asim. One person lights the flame. One person brings the fire. Efa Shokis at the Gedera. One person puts the pot on the fire. Echa, maybe some ayin, the next person puts water in the pot. The echa knows it with some tablet, and the next person puts in tablet. The echa magus, and the last person then stirs it. Kulam chayavin. So each person here did an additional act of bishul, and they're all chayav. So don't you see, as a leital, that stirring, which she assumes is the functional equivalent of Mahapach Vitzinura, is a Malach of the Raisa. So what do you mean, Ritva, Asher, that it's Malach of the Raisa? Isn't it Beferish and Beis Salam Adalin that it's a Malach of the Raisa? If you're doing something to speed up the visual process, Ephemagus, Kulan Chayavin, that's a Malach of the Raisa. The Igletal leaves it at that. The Igletal did not have the Ritva in Shabbos, right? In the time of the Igletal, what we know of is the Rad, they thought it was the Ritva. And the printer was Masada of Cook, Ritva wasn't yet printed, if correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that's so. So the Amnesia didn't have the real Ritva on Shabbos. and he had the real mitzvah on Shabbos, he probably wouldn't have asked just for the Gemara and Beisa, because it's Mavur, the mitzvah on Shabbos, Afyukes, that the mitzvah himself acknowledges that Magus is a Malacha the Raisa. The mitzvah on Shabbos, Yukes of the Beis, Yibra Maskel with Dilma. So the Ritva there assumes that if you're stirring a pot on the flame, which was not yet in the special Kamalcha ben Rusai, then that's a Chiyum Daraisa. The question is, what if it's no longer on the flame? That we'll talk about, we're not going to get to it today. Next time, Mr. Hashem. But the Ritva assumes that definitely if it's on the flame and it wasn't yet Yasla, it wasn't yet Machal Ben Yusai, the Ritva assumes that Machal Ben Yusai is the trigger for Luchi Bishol. So if it's not yet Machal Ben Yusai and you're stirring it on the flame, that's a Malacha D'Oraisa. So the Ritva was well aware, said himself, that Magus is a Malacha D'Oraisa. So presumably you have to distinguish between the context of the Ritva Shuas and regular Haggasah. Yeah?
The Ritva says it's Bishul and not Saveya.
The Ritva assumes it's Bishul and not Saveya. In the case of the Yel Rakura, so then that's where the deen is about Sebek. But if it's not a Kura, it's still on the flame. So then I think it's pretty clear that the Ritva there is served. You're looking at it?
Yeah, I'll take a little more
care. I think it's pretty clear, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's pretty clear that we're talking about a Chiyuv al Bishul if it's on the flame. So if that's the case, presumably we have to distinguish between the case of a Hatha with Sinura. And the case of Magus in Beisa. And the Yahweh that's not a Kura in Shabbos in Bess. If I'm misreading the Ritva there and the whole Ritva is only talking about today, then forget what I'm saying. But if not, then maybe the distinction is between a Dabar Lach and a Dabar Yavish. So the case in Shavuos is you have a new amount of Zvech. They're solid pieces of korban meat. So maybe there, if you're stirring that, maybe that's not as Pasha, that that's a Malacha D'Oraisa of being Makari the Bishul, as if you're stirring a pot that has liquid in it. Maybe the effect of Haggasah in a liquid in Bivakar Bishul is more pronounced than if you just have a Dabar Yavish on the Mizbeach. But if you're stirring a liquid, so that's clearly a Malacha D'Oraisa, that's the Raisa in Jeitza.
I thought
it more in the pot.
I thought it was opposite. Maybe Martin Schwartz was talking about a case where he flips the piece of meat.
Right.
And in that case, the Ritva says that ish that is chayiv.
The Ritva says chayiv. Maybe is chayiv.
Maybe is chayiv.
What do you mean maybe? The Pharisee is chayiv. Maybe is chayiv. Beis Olam Adalet.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Maybe it's only the favorite that is chayiv if it's a liquid. Right. Then there's more of a kira bishul. But if you just piece the meat on the mizbeach, then maybe that's not as much. That's where it's efshar. So you can think about that. I think we'll see next time that this distinction between Haggasah and a Dabar Yavish and a Dabar Lach may be true in some contexts. So you tell me if you think that's relevant to the Ritva. Okay. Be that as it may, there are definitely contexts in which we assume that Kira Bishul is Aser Minotaurah, presumably. And there are other contexts in which Kira Bishul applications may only be Darabanan or or chumas. So we'll have to parse what the various forms of kira bishul are, and how that plays out. So before we get to agaza, which you're not going to get to today, the simplest form of kira bishul is you have the kedera that isn't directly on the flame, and you move it closer to the flame. So if it, in the current situation, it's going to cook in 2 hours, and you move it closer to the flame, such that it's going to cook in less time, that would be a classic case of kira bishul. In the Shabbos kitchen, he quotes from Dayan Posen. Right, Dayan Posen here from Boyers wrote the classic Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos many decades ago, which was in the old typewriter typeset font. I think was originally made as an English work for girls or for women. So Dayan Posen, because Dayan Posen there is writing, that if you have a food item cooking on a pot, which wasn't a special gari, you're not allowed to remove anything from the pot before it's a special gari. Because in doing so, then you're going to cause the remaining food to heat up faster. If you have a chalent on the pot that hasn't been fully cooked, and you want to take out some of the chalent before it's fully cooked, put it back, and that potentially could run into a kira bishul problem. Shlomo Zalman writes the same thing in the context of water. Shmir Shabbos quotes Shmir Shabbos Ara Kuf Yud, that if you have a kettle that's on a flame that hasn't yet reached Yasled as well, and Shlomo Zalman is specific, maybe even if it did reach Yasled as well, then it's still potentially going to heat up more. But then if you're going to remove some water from that kettle and put it back on the flame, in a way there's no Hafzari issue, the water is going to heat up faster. So that's also a potential problem of the Karev Bishul. Okay, let's stop here for today. And next time, Rif Hashem, we'll talk about Hagasa, which is Sifri Pes, and removing context from the pot, that's Ala Esh, and covering the pot. So I sent you some armor comments on that. There's, you know, put a few more. And then I guess the plan is next year, or last year for the unit will be on Monday, Rif Hashem. And then we'll have Chazara, and the Bechina will be a week from next Tuesday. Sound good?
And we're going to share Wednesday the day after.
And then we'll share Wednesday the day after.